Create a structured plan to protect your credit. Your credit report changes daily, if not hourly. Once you have started to build good credit, you'll need a plan for maintaining it. Otherwise, your credit score can turn bad before you can say the word FICO. Develop a plan to maintain your credit, as described. Number one, create a budget and spend frugally. Make sure you're not late on any payments and that you always keep your utilization rate below 30%. Use technology to keep your bills current. Set up automatic payments on all bills that you pay regularly. This way, you will never forget to pay these bills and your credit will be protected. Number two, review your credit card bills and bank statements monthly. Check the limit and interest rate and adjust your balances accordingly. You should review your credit card and bank statements and compare against purchases you've made. If you notice any unfamiliar items on your credit card statement or bank statements, you should immediately contact the credit card company or bank to determine whether you've been a victim of identity fraud. Number three, pull your credit report regularly and review the steps. Contrary to popular belief, if you request your own credit report, you will not hurt your credit score, so request it freely. In fact, the worse your credit, the more often you should pull your credit report. After reviewing the credit report, review the steps and modify your plan accordingly. Make sure that no new derogatory items have been added to your credit report. You should also make sure that previously corrected errors on your credit report have not resurfaced. Also check for indications that you have been a victim of identity fraud. For instance, look for names, social security numbers, and accounts that are not yours. Number four, avoid being a cosigner unless you're willing to assume financial responsibility if the borrower cannot make the payments. When you cosign on someone else's loan or credit card, your credit will be affected by future, but not historical, actions on that account. If you are already a cosigner, insist that the bills be sent to your house. This way, you can determine whether the borrower is paying on time. If not, you will need to make the payments on their behalf to protect your credit. Make sure that you pay a bill before it's 30 days past due. More effectively, decide to pay the bill directly and have the borrower pay you directly. This way, you will always be in control of the payments. After a year of timely payments, contact the creditor and see if you can refinance the loan into the original borrower's name. Number five, keep your accounts active. It does you no good to tuck your credit cards away in a drawer and never use them. Eventually, the accounts will show as inactive. Remember, you need to have at least three active accounts to maintain the best credit score available. If you do not like having debt, consider setting up an automatic payment on one of your credit cards for like a regular bill, like a phone or a cable bill. Then set up your checking account to automatically pay your credit card in full each month. This will preserve your credit and allow you to live without debt and without paying interest. And number six, protect your credit during and after a divorce. If you own a home and have joint credit card accounts, you will need to take immediate action to protect your credit during and after a divorce. I cannot stress this enough. When the courts decide who will retain ownership for the house, make sure the bank knows as well. Refinance your house in your name or in your spouse's name, depending on which of you retains ownership of the house after the divorce. If your spouse retains ownership of the house without refinancing, your credit will be damaged if he or she becomes delinquent on payments. For the same reason, you need to cancel all joint credit cards. To cancel these credit cards, contact your credit card company and ask them for the procedure for canceling an account.